Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 139, Soarin'.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 139 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I want to apologize to everyone for the delay in this memory. Between church projects, work, getting sick, I found myself out of commission for almost a month now. Finally, I'm getting back some of that time that I've lost and hopefully I'll be able to get back on track here. I could really use that escape, though, right now. And then watch them again. You know, getting down to Disney World again. But I guess the best I'll have to do is enjoy this virtually through another memory with you guys. Okay. So, we're going to continue where we left off last time. It's a rainy day, and the crowds are light, according to touringplans.com, a 3 out of 10. We just finished our special concert at the American Adventure, where Susie got pulled up, and have decided to finally head up front to use our Soarin' Fast Passes. As we start around, the Friendship boat pulls right in front of us at Morocco, and so we go ahead and decide to hop on, and we end up riding on the back and right on the outside part. We'll take the walkway towards the west side, you know, right along Imagination, stopping for some photos but in the Rose Gardens and looking at a bunch of the other flowers as we're going along there. We'll make our way around the lake, park the stroller outside, and make our way inside the land pavilion and down to the fast pass line for Soarin'. It really is going to only be about 5 minutes in line before we're standing on our little hang gliders. So it's going to be really quick, and then we'll be back and we'll be on the attraction in no time. So we kind of bent the rules a little bit for Mikey. He was so close to being able to ride Test Track, we decided to put a couple of socks onto his shoes and effectively create some lifts for him, and sure enough, he was fine. I know it's not exactly the best thing to do, but we felt that this one wasn't that big of a risk for him, and he would be just fine to hold on and ride just with the attraction being only a quarter of an inch shorter. And we were right. He loved it. Both of them did, both Susie and Mikey. It was just so much fun for them. It's consistently one of our favorites, too. We don't ever miss it if we're at Epcot. The beauty of the scenes you see and the musical score are just, you know, top shelf. They're just amazing. Now, I personally would love to see the film digitized, but that's coming, I think, I've heard, in the near future. So who doesn't love Soarin'? What are some of your favorite memories of this attraction in Florida or in California? Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos or videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us on a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support the podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings, as I hope you hear. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory.
Are you good now?
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we go for a round-trip flight to the Golden Coast.
You could do that. Watch them come out and drum. Okay, what do you want to do? I say we go back up, do Soarin', go do Land. Finish up Land, go to Imagination, and go to Mission Space Mountain. If you want to see the Circle of Life movie.
I really don't.
Okay.
I'd rather see something.
Okay. Let's go do Soarin'. What is Soarin'? Soarin', Space Mission, or Spaceship Earth. And then come back this way. We got a smokehouse out here. You had them. You took them off while I was holding them. Yep. I'm going to push you on me too. What? Yeah. If you want to take the poncho off, we could. It stopped raining, it looks like. You want to take the poncho off? Or you want to keep walking? Okay. I don't know if it's going to have that.
The other app that you weren't using.
I don't know if it's going to have that. That's not usually something they publish.
Any idea where it's at?
Japan has a strong impact.
Yes. But it doesn't even look like they're set up anymore. Or it used to. And the little candy lady used to be here. Susie, you see all the pretty flowers? Yep, there's a smoking sign right over there.
Somebody purposely slide on this one.
He hasn't responded to... He said, we're eating lunch in Animal Kingdom and going to head over to probably do dinner at Epcot. I said, we're planning on eating around the promenade. We'd be happy to see you guys.
Did he say we, not I?
He said we. No, we're going to go back to that building. Here, you want to take a boat across? Trace, you want to take a boat across or you want to keep walking? I was going to let him get out. I think he'd want us. This app is so bad.
The one that the other guy was using?
Yeah, the official Disney one.
So Tracy, when he was asking her how many boyfriends she had, when you were sitting there thinking, oh dear, what is she going to say?
No, I actually am not surprised at that because she's been out that before. Well, I think that's why we...
You had told me that, so I thought, oh, okay.
I've hit wait time 3 times and it still hasn't gone out. Oh good, they're running 2 of them. That means this one's gonna zoom straight there. Yeah. There's 2 of them. Let's see this one. Hop on out, Mikey. I don't know. Usually you can slide into the back. Stay here with us. I'll take it. Okay. Can you hop on? 1, 2, 3, jump!
Squish me.
No, don't squish me. sweaty or wet, I'm not sure which. Hold up, Suzy Q. You're going to want to walk, don't worry.
Oh, they tell what all is at each kiosk.
Because we're going to be walking past all sorts of pretty things. Looks like herbs.
You want an herb garden like that, Mom?
What do you think, Suzy Q? Monsters U playground. Yeah. Mom and Dad are taking a picture of it.
We could take a picture of you here. The two of you.
Want me to get one of you guys?
I wish we could get all six of us.
I'm sure somebody would take it for us if we would ask.
One, two, three. Oh. Ah, much better. One more time. One, two, three.
Thank you. like, remember it's like a pub and it's got a couple of like things.
So you can't bring the stroller up here, you have to put it down below.
Because otherwise everybody would bring their stroller up here. I'm going to try again.
It's strong. Was this wrong? This thing wrong. Was this wrong?
We're going to ride Soarin'. You see the hot air balloons, guys?
Yeah. You gonna ride it again?
We're gonna try.
Is this wrong?
No. No, this is a different one, Susie. You haven't done this yet. Please don't pull on that, Mikey. Let go. Mikey, let go. Let go of that, Mikey.
Is this a different one?
Yeah.
Then it says go up. Then it says go up.
Now we gotta wait for Trace. Let me put you down. So the three of you guys will go on that. Here comes Tracy right now. All right, so you guys go ahead. I'll go with Tracy and Mikey. We'll check. Ah, yeah. Yeah, look at how funky he's walking. Yeah. Is he all right? What do you think? Stand up tall, dude.
Nice and tall. Oh, yeah, he's good.
Okay. Thank you, girl. Let's see how long we have to carry him. Thank you. Yeah. No, but the standby 60 minutes. It's a whole lot better than 170. But it went up to. Well, with the countries opening up, it's nice because then everybody filters to the back.
Yeah, but at noon, they don't open up till noon?
They don't open till 11. And then when they gave out all those stupid fast passes, it totally screwed everything up. Yes. All right, switch. Thank you. the other person. They did. He stood up tall and thunk. What's that? Well, everybody's in the shower or in the bathroom. I went ahead and adjusted. If you watch him, he's kind of... Mikey, get your hands out.
Susie. Hands
in your pockets.
And they measured him, and he made it. He
just slipped in. Oh, yeah. Mikey and I were out. Yeah. That would be huge. So this stuff can suck.
Talking to the wall?
Yeah, they're sound dead.
Okay.
I ended up parking on the right side again. Yeah. The stuff that left was way down by the event.
The other thing we got to think about is that building closes at 5.
What building?
The garden center.
Okay. Where's
the
confirmation
button? Yeah. Nope, wrong way, Mikey boy. Susie, can you show him 6? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Is there anything we would want to see that you think we'd have?
Maybe just as most places they have seminars and stuff.
Right.
But there's with flowers. They're really nice orchids. So you just walk in a little ways and then back out, you'll see most of them.
Okay, because it closes at 5. It's 4 now. That's the reason I was bringing that up.
That's a beautiful butterfly house closes at dusk.
I'd rather go stare at the orchids in Mexico. Did you see those on the trees? As we were jetting back to the back, we ran through Mexico, and off to the side, there was this whole thing of orchids and stuff. Who's speaking?
Sweet potato cinnamon waffle with pineapple soft serve.
Where did you find that?
Pineapple Promenade. They're talking about some of the fun foods. They got kumquat pie.
Is there more?
Yeah.
Without her?
No.
Where?
All right. Looks like we're about to go.
Another thing that you have in there this week, that you have two master gardeners that you can ask.
Oh, yeah.
They would just know about COVID, and I thought, no, there's people from all over here. They probably have
to know. Widely versed.
Thank you.
face. That way.
How many?
Stop.
So we either haven't had the whole day to see this or we've had a different day.
We haven't been on this in a while. Six, two. Sounds good. Come on. Beep, beep. Let's go. Two. In we go. Ah. Stop. I want one of you on the inside. Daddy's going
to
be all the way over here. No. Now, Susie, we're going
to
go hang gliding, okay?
There's
a big fireworks at the end? Yeah.
You'll be sitting in a chair and you'll be buckled in.
Do you see the castle?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's magical. Also, the
expedition. You think it's in there too?
They're going to blow air in your face. It smells, and you'll be able to just watch it.
And then Tinkerbell shows up?
On an airplane or something, you can watch everything.
On the very. And the very front.
There is no Epcot, no higher stairs.
You're like
it. Yeah. Stand up, dude.
Thank you. So I'll be like going to be sitting in the
seat. Yep, and you're going to be strapped in. A strap that you put the seatbelt through that you need to lift up and put it through for both of them. I'm just telling you. It's going to feel like that. Inside, but it's going to feel like you're outside flying. You're going to... It's pretty cool, isn't it? You got to stay behind the yellow line, kiddo. No, okay. Behind it. Stand on an airplane. Not on mine. Go stand on your own. Six.
Carry-on items that are too large or too fragile to fit in the underseat compartment, Please leave them on the floor as well, and a flight attendant will gladly stow them for you. Please refrain from any flash photography or video recording as a courtesy to the guests around you. If you are traveling with children under the age of 7, a parent or guardian must occupy the seat next to them. Thank you for choosing Soarin Airlines. And now please turn your attention to the screen in front of you for some important safety information from our Chief Flight Attendant Patrick. Thank you and enjoy your flight.
Hello, and welcome to Soarin. My name is Patrick, and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and, of course, these little beauties. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. That's worked out. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party at the arrival gate. Okay, let's review. That is seatbelt, carry-on item, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Anything else? Yeah. Have a nice flight.
Row one, follow me. Then two, we're going to end with three.
Attention, passengers. We are now ready for boarding. Okay? Beginning with row one, followed by two, and then three. Welcome aboard.
Let me go first, okay? All right, hop in your seat.
I'm not sure I measure.
Good. You paid attention.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños.
It's not fast. Yes. It's not going to go fast. It's not going to go upside down or do anything funny. It's like an airplane. We're getting ready to take off in an airplane, okay?
Oh,
she wants us to pull on our strap, okay? It will. It'll lock, Susie. It's left. You're not going anywhere. Yeah. With this between your legs and that across your waist, you can't go anywhere.
This is the furthest you could go. You would still be sitting in a chair. You're okay.
And Mommy and Daddy are holding your hand?
Yep.
You're not going anywhere. Okay? Can you see her over there? She's going to make it go, okay?
We're going to swing up right in front of that big screen. We kind of like being in a swing.
It's like a swing in a movie. Ain't that cool?
If we were upside down, I would slip right out of my seat.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
No, that's why they don't put... If it was upside down, they'd have all sorts of other things strapped over you and tying you down, so you're just like this. But this one's not a scary ride. This is just a relaxing ride. Isn't this a comfortable chair, too?
Yeah.
are the lights.
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Here we go. did you think of that one?
I loved it. Can we do it again?
Unfasten your seatbelt. Just push down on the red button on your right. Be sure to gather all your carry-on items from the underseat compartment and exit to your right. Have a great stay here in Epcot or wherever your final destination may take you.
We'll see, kiddo.
Isn't that awesome? Do you know why that's mommy's favorite ride now? Another
time? Like, yeah, that
was the other one. She liked the part where we went up and watched the movie. I think she actually
likes
going up.
Just way up.
I couldn't be wrong. I didn't see
all these.
No?
Maybe the centralizer
was
working.
He was jumping at the fireworks, but he had a grip a couple times.
Nope, she lifted him up. So we want to go over to Imagination and then go back and do some countries.
What are our choices?
We might still be able to.
23. They sing the last time at 5.
Okay. Imagination is like a 5-minute ride.
And you think we can do that on the way?
Yes. It's right there. Not if we want to see the fireworks, probably. The cooking staff is out there. Trace? Doing the hokey pokey. You want to go get the stroller and bring it over towards us? Or do you want me to?
I need to get out past you in order to get it.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.